Hello, welcome to Cheap Date. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're at Roberta's Pizza today, and I'm your host, Kathy Irway. This program was brought to you by TechServe, and you can listen in also at iPod Store, at the iTunes Store, and also on heritageradionetwork.com. So, today we're here with a couple of guests, and I'm pleased to have in the station with me today a couple of people doing really interesting things in the world of dating. Hi, Nick.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here.
This is Nick Gray, and we also have Catherine Bilby.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
So, Catherine, you have a site called giveanddate.com, and basically the premise is, if I'm not mistaken here, I'm going to take a
Go
step.
Go for it.
Okay, so it's an online dating site. Right?
True.
Dating network where you start off by giving to a certain charity that is a sponsor of the site.
Right.
And by doing so, then you will get to browse the profiles of people and communicate with them and date.
That's pretty close.
Okay.
How it works is we only feature a few single people a day. And if a user is interested in contacting them, they first make a donation to one of our partner charities. But they're free to browse any of the profiles that are on the site, even though there are only a few a day.
So you can browse them, but in order to make contact with them, then you give to a charity.
Right. And what's kind of fun is you can give as much as you want to a charity, and that featured person will see how much you've donated. So there's a little incentive to give more and kind of show off how philanthropic you are.
So this is for people that are like-minded, maybe, because you get to see which charity also they gave to and how much. So it's not like somebody gave, you know, 5 cents to, I don't know, something like that, not very, I don't know. I mean, how did you, okay, so there's a variety, there's a huge variety of charities.
Well, right now we only have 4 on the site. We just launched in May.
Okay.
But we will add charities eventually. We're just based here in New York. But as we relaunch our newly designed site, we'll add a few more New York charities.
Okay. Because I thought it would be a neat, eventually, when you have like all this, all these different charities, somebody said to me, you know, it's, it might be a good way of indicating if you're into the same interests, if you care about the same causes. And that is that important to dating? What do you guys think?
What's the most that somebody's
donated?
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's 25. The minimum donation is only $1, so that's really
cool.
Pretty big. And the average donation on the site right now is $10.
Okay,
so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
What's the male-female split of, like, your registered users? And how do you get to sign up to have a profile through your site?
It's free to sign up. It's a pretty simple process. It's not a lengthy compatibility test like on eHarmony or anything. Does that answer it?
Yes, that answers my question.
So it's just as easy to sign up as any other dating site.
Yeah, or as Facebook or anything. It's pretty quick sign up.
Cool. Great.
Sweet.
And how did you guys come up with that? So it's you and you guys are a two-person team that founded it?
Yeah, there's 4 of us that founded the company.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Miller and I work on the site full-time right now.
Okay.
And he had the idea when he was in grad school. Was really interested in lowering the stigma attached to online dating. Thought introducing charity would really do that.
What's the stigma attached? Just it's sleazy and it's not, I mean, so.
Yeah, I think people are like really still embarrassed to tell their friends that they met someone online, or they might not want to tell their family. So it's kind of this hidden thing.
Okay. This is actually interesting because online dating is a new, I mean, I've never done it. So
really, you've never dated online?
No, I don't know how. I mean, how do you go to eHermy? I mean,
we're gonna make you a profile
right now while we're on air.
On Given Date. Okay,
yeah,
I'm into that.
Speaking of which, if there's any guys listening, I just want to say that I'm lucky enough to be here with 2 gorgeous ladies, and a lot of the time, maybe you don't know what people look like when they're on the radio, but trust me, these girls are really, really attractive, so.
And for any ladies listening in, Nick is dressed up like a cowboy today. I'm not kidding. He's wearing really cool boots. I don't even know where you got those. That's insane. You don't dress like that normally.
Thank you. It's all for you.
That looks pretty good. It's all for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, okay. But okay, so Nick, you've done the online dating a little bit.
Yes,
because I've heard amazing success stories.
Yes.
So.
Sorry if my microphone is not loud enough. I'm still learning how to do this. I have done the online dating a little bit. I've played around with it. When I first moved to New York, you know, I didn't want to, like, just poach girls from my social circle. So I wanted to meet my own girls, and I set up some profiles online. And I would have to spam, like, the same message out to a bunch of people. Like 30 or so people until I would get like maybe 5 or 10 replies.
And what sites did you use?
At the beginning, I used Nerve.com. Mm-hmm. And then
I've heard the worst horror stories from Nerve.com from women dating men on that site. I don't know how it is for men dating women. It's probably.
Yeah, there were sleaze bags like me out there that were on Nerve. Not going to say pro or con, but there's a new free site that's based in New York that's really good. We're not here to plug any site but your own.
Definitely not. And we don't want to mess up the scene if it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, but the one thing that I was saying before the show that I think is the best advice for guys who are doing web dating is to put as few number of photographs as possible. That's my advice.
Why is that?
I have seen girls... look for whatever reason they can, because women get swamped on these online dating sites with tons of messages. Guys, you can't even imagine how many messages girls get from these sites.
Is that so different from the real, like, world, physical world? I'm trying to think of the main differences between online dating and dating by meeting people at parties or in your social circle, which you don't want to get away from sometimes.
Right.
Catherine, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you guys started this site, obviously, to better people's lives and charities and stuff. Mm-hmm. What's your take on, like, how online dating can enrich, or can be a better experience, or can it?
Well, I mean, our site will attract socially conscious people. And maybe, you know, the best advice is just to be as honest as you can be about what you're looking for, what your intentions mm-hmm. are, what you care about, who you really are. Maybe that's...
I don't agree with that.
No?
Really?
No.
Then you should trick people
No. Girls always tell guys, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Guys, you want to be yourself, but you want to be your best self. Okay? So that's all that I'm going to say. Like, you may think that you are... You may know deep down that you're, like, a needy guy and that you have, like, a lot of, like, weird hobbies. Like, let's just remember to present ourselves in the best light possible.
Okay.
So that's my advice.
So, actually, Nick, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do as...
I'm cracking up because Kathy called me here just because I have a real job, but I love to talk about dating. I have... probably failed and had more bad dates than most other guys that I know.
Yeah,
it's
right.
True. But I've had more good dates as well.
Well, he gives very sound dating advice. I can personally vouch for that as
Thank
one
you.
Of my
Thank
favorite advisors in romantic situations.
Thank you.
But so you set up this stand on Bedford Ave during the summer a few times.
Yes.
With a sign that says free dating advice. And how did that go? So people came up to you and...
Yeah, they would just talk about it. There's a group called Williamsburg Walks that shuts down Bedford Avenue. And people can set up stands for free, lemonade stands, whatever. So me and some friends, me and 2 or 3 girls, and a gay guy, and maybe 1 or 2 straight guys. We all hung out and we talked about dating advice. Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you about some of those fine questions right after we take a quick break. So you can also call in. The number to call in with your questions for these expert dating advice givers is 718-497-2128. You'll call in to Jack Inslee, our engineer at Roberta's, and we'll be back right after a musical interlude.
Eu faço sob amor até mais tarde e tenho muito sono de manhã. Escuto a correria da cidade que arde e apresso o dia de amanhã. De madrugada a gente ainda se ama e a fábrica começa a buzinar. O trânsito contorna nossa cama, reclama do nosso eterno espreguiçar. No colo da bem-vinda companheira, no corpo do bendito violão, eu faço samba e amor a noite inteira. Não tenho a quem prestar satisfação.
Hi. Good. All right, we're back on air. Sound check has been tested. I'm Kathy Irway. This is Cheap Date on the Heritage Radio Network. You can call in with your dating questions, cooking questions. We'll get into cooking a little sooner. But the number to call in is 718-497-2128. This station was brought to you by TechServe, and we're at Roberta's Pizza. And today I'm here with Nick Gray, Catherine Bilby, GivenDate.com. So we were just actually talking with Nick about a stand that he set up on Bedford Ave to give dating advice.
Yeah. So I set up the stand, but I was hoping that instead of we're talking about whatever I did, we could talk about dating tips and advice.
Sure.
Because Catherine probably has some good dating tips for people setting up profiles. I probably have some. I'm very, very opinionated. And I figured we would just, we could talk about that. First, I'll say that when I set up the dating stand, a lot of people shared their hearts with us. Like, they shared really personal details. Guys, we heard from a lot of girls that were dating guys. They had been going out for 6 months, and the women were a little frustrated with how things were moving physically.
Like, too slow?
Too slow was the number one complaint that we heard from girls.
Wow.
Yeah, it totally caught me. I did not expect that. We also heard the number two thing was how long to wait to send a text message or something to follow up.
And what's your advice?
Well, that's, yeah.
My advice is the girl should not be sending text messages to the guy. It's a touchy
subject. He stopped
me
many times from doing that, I will tell you. Mm-hmm. And it was the right decision in the scenario.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of chasing that a girl can and should do. But it pales in comparison to the amount that the guy needs to be doing. Yeah.
All right. Catherine, do you have any expert dating advice, tips? Go to GivenDate.com.
No, I won't plug a company. I would just say, you know, keep doing what you're into. Don't stop and wait by the phone or wait for your text to come from this guy that, you know, may or may not be the one. Just do what you do. And when you're filling That's yourself true. Up with your own interests and your own passion, then you're going to find the person that ultimately you're meant to be with.
When you're running around being busy doing your thing, then it's more attractive. Yeah. Is that it?
Yes.
Nick, do you find that attractive?
I find it super hot when a girl has her own life and her own social circle and her own scene.
Okay. What about when... okay, so this whole show kind of centered around the premise that I cooked for 2 years instead of going to restaurants, and everyone's like, how do you go on dates? And I find that, you know, having a nice romantic meal at home is the perfect date.
Yes.
Rather than a restaurant. Do you guys, like, do you prefer going... So after maybe you meet online, what is the next step? Like, do you guys go out to dates at restaurants? Like...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I have a very specific formula because I am a dirtbag that I follow for my dates. And that would be that I'm not necessarily going to look to go out to like a really expensive meal or something crazy because I want to get to know the girl, right? So I want to go hang out in my neighborhood and I want to just hang out and see who she is, really.
Yeah. You know, and last week... Some of my guests were saying, I don't think I like the idea of having a date in your house because there's personal, you know, it's your personal space, there's privacy issues.
Right.
And if you don't know the person really well beforehand, there's kind of safety issues. And I feel like when you date somebody that you don't know in person already, you've
yes.
never met, blind date, so
yes.
you only know them from the internet. It's a little risky, and I've heard bad stories. Like
yes, my personal tactic. Can I just tell you real quick?
Sure.
My personal trick is to trick. That's funny. My personal trick is to meet someone at a coffee shop near my place, so I can make sure that they're not crazy, and see how things are going. And if the date goes well, then we can go and get a meal, or we can go back to my place. But if it does not go well, then it just stops there at the coffee or tea.
Ooh, so this is good to
good
know.
Advice.
A coffee or tea first before...
I always do a coffee or
tea. Is it because you don't want to spend enough time with them or you just don't want to...
It's a big investment to go out to dinner and all that other stuff, but...
Financially?
No, I'm not so worried about the money. My time's more important to me, but yes, but I am a cheapskate.
You need an exit strategy is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, for a long time, I didn't drink, and so I would do coffee or tea. Now, I'm probably more inclined to get a beer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first tip, is to do the coffee or tea. My second tip is to make sure that both people want the same thing. And I think that a lot of guys are worried that if they tell a girl that they just want a date, then the girl... will leave because all guys think that all girls want a relationship, but that is the number one problem that I find is that guys, I don't know how to say this. Guys, it's our job to take girls on fantastic dates, and we always want to leave girls better than we found them.
Whoa.
It's true. We don't want to take from girls. We don't just want to like try to sleep with them.
Okay, so how do you try to change them? How does that?
No, you don't want to change a girl. You just got to make sure that both people are looking for the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked how you're saying, like, there's different tiers of dating. So, first step is the coffee. Next step might be the dinner.
Yes.
And I feel like, so coffee is, like, more casual. It's devalued. Less time is involved.
I hate dinner dates. I hate them. Because for me personally, one, I don't like to eat really in front of people.
Wow.
It's like a very private thing to me. And two, it's weird. You're sitting across the table. It's forced conversation. For me, I'd much rather go walk around the neighborhood, go do bowling, go do something physical.
Which
that
I
we can both do
totally
something fun.
Appreciate. And I yeah. get that from you. And what do you think about that?
I think the coffee date's a great idea, and it's less commitment. You're not giving up as much of your day. If something does go wrong, you know, the worst thing that could happen is you lost an hour of your day. If you commit to dinner, well, you've lost a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Who knows how you're going to get out of that if it doesn't go well, if you're in a bad restaurant or whatever.
Wait. Now, you said that you lose a little bit of money. What's your opinion on who should pay for the dinner?
Oh.
Say that you do a dinner date.
I think it totally depends on like how the date came about. You know, if the guy very formally asks, will you go out with me to dinner to this fancy restaurant that you might not go to yourself, you know, maybe the guy should pay.
Yeah.
I have no problem splitting a bill, though, but I think it's a nice gesture when the guy pays at least once first.
I agree. But to avoid this all, I would just cook at home because, you know...
Yes.
Like you said, not dating isn't, you know, going to a restaurant isn't for everybody. It's not in everybody's. Maybe you like to bowl more or go see a movie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just think it's so funny how we tend to equate dating with going to a restaurant. you know, it's just the protocol.
Yes, I totally agree. And then it's forced conversation the whole time. You're trapped in these chairs. You can't get up and goof around.
Yeah, the formalities of it.
Yes.
And then you have this weird server that's asking if everything's all right every 5 seconds.
Yes, it's really weird. I love to make juice with not just girls, with my friends, with my family, with whoever, but that's a cool activity.
Do you have any secret potions for, like, you know, love juice number 9?
Let me think. What's I can't think of any juice that would, like, make you horny. Like, there's certain foods, right? But for juice, I can't think of anything.
All right. We're going to take another musical break. And these are actually some of Catherine's favorite songs. Babel Gilberto. Which album is it called?
Tanto Tempo.
Tanto Tempo. Okay, so we're going to take a break.
Cabe a razão de cada ter sua visão. Sem contenção, só emoção pra ser feliz sem existir. De puro não pra explicar essa tua intenção. Mas sem contenção, de emoção. Sem contenção, sem contenção. Sem contenção, de emoção. Sem contenção, sem contenção. Pra todos não, não quero ver nem mais sentir. Cabe a razão de cada ter sua visão. Só com a canção, sem coração, contendo tempo sem sentir. Sendo uma pura ilusão, só viver de emoção. Mas sem contenção de emoção. Sem contenção, sem contenção. Sem contenção de emoção. Sem contenção, sem
listening to Cheap Date. I'm Kathy Irwin, your host, and this is Heritage Radio Network, brought to you by TechServe. Today, I'm talking with Nick Gray and Catherine Bilby from Given Date. And Given Date is a website that's a dating network with a charity twist to it. You have to give in order to date. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's an exciting new change to the online dating world, which can be a slightly creepy,
be a scary place.
Can be a creepy place, but now I hear if you have the same interests, maybe if you have the same generosity, then you probably will get along better. Then so go to the site and check it out. And Nick was telling us about his dating advice stuff. I actually wanted to bring up a totally different subject, and it has to do with dating, but I was a little distressed. There's a news report today, it's in the Guardian, it was on the AP last night, but there was a couple in Louisiana that was just recently denied by a judge when they went to go to the court and get married. They were denied a marriage license. You heard about this, Nick? Or
I'm laughing. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. So they were denied because they're an interracial couple. She was white. I think he was black. But whatever. On the grounds that they were interracial. And the judge was very outspoken about his thoughts. Apparently, he thought that it was in the best interest. He said he was doing it for the children.
Yes, for the children.
Oh, gosh.
And he's been denying interracial couples for his career.
It's horrible.
It's disgusting.
It's really sad.
And so, I mean, as a half Asian, so I'm, you know, child of an interracial union.
A hot hybrid, as I like to call it.
Hybrid? That's a weird, okay. I'll embrace that. It's just like it's an insult, you know, to say that you're not fit for society. These people aren't going to grow up to be, you know, functioning people, you know, they shouldn't exist. They shouldn't, you know,
yes,
be born. So actually, I I have a supper club group called the Hapa Kitchen, and it's a group of multiracials, half Asians is the theme, because all our food is focused on our half Asian cultures. So we have like little fun twists on, you know, Peking duck, but with a French, you know, butter sauce. You know, we just have fun with these themes. And we're actually teaming up with a nonprofit called Loving Day. They're just focusing on celebrating the multiracial experience. And Loving Day is actually collaborating with us on a dinner next weekend. And we're actually going to try to invite that couple that was denied a marriage license and try to make a big stink of this, basically. Because the whole point of Loving Day, which was created by Ken Tanabe, he's a collaborator of ours at Hapa Kitchen, and he's just on this plate about really just spreading multiracial, biracial, mixed race pride.
Yes.
And so, you know, people are, it's just, it's amazing to hear that this day and age, people think that opposite races, you know, different races can't have. I mean, what do you guys think of this?
Yes. So is your question for me how to date black girls?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm getting into.
For me, which I'm not seriously going to address that topic. The whole thing in Louisiana is ridiculous, right? But I think that that's just people in the South. I'm from Atlanta and from Dallas. I lived in the South a lot.
So
it doesn't really surprise me.
It doesn't surprise you? But no. You know the president is half black and half white.
Yes, yeah.
And
that's
this is
true.
Technically this judge's boss, you know, is the chief administrator of the government. So I mean, okay, so as I feel like this report is coming out and a lot of people are thinking and making comparisons between gay marriage. It's like intolerance to gay marriage. And it's a little trickier, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean,
it's
good
perplexing.
For that couple. I think it's awesome for that, because I'm sure that there were a lot more couples who got denied the license who weren't willing to speak up, and these people spoke up and they made a stink about it. And I think that's cool. I think it's good for them.
I can't believe that people just walked away, "Oh, I guess we can't get married now." Like, what was that?
That's sad.
Totally bizarre.
Wow. Anyway, kudos to all those people out there who are dating someone that's not the same race as them. Because even I have dated black girls and I will walk around with them and I'll get looks from people, even
really?
Here in New York. Even
really?
Here in New York. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's true. But I feel like a badass. Because people are like, this girl's awesome. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, and it's not because of anything. So people, even in New York City.
I have gotten weird looks.
You're kidding.
I'm not joking. Mm. Yes.
This is interesting. Yeah. And how does the other person feel about it? Do you think that there's this pressure added that kind of messes up that initial, you know, when you first date somebody, you want everything to be perfect. No uncomfortable situations, moments.
Let me say that the girl that I was dating was also very tall and very attractive.
Confident, proud, and yeah.
So it could have
been. Kiss my ass if you're looking at us. Weird.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's great.
Yeah,
but I'm sure that it would discourage people who were living, you know, in less tolerant places. And that's sad. I mean, if that happened to my parents or something like that, I wouldn't be born. You know, it's just, there's all these, like, weird lingering issues that people still think. Yeah?
Yes, when I lived in Bombay, some of the kids there, their parents had a slogan for them. The girls couldn't date no BMWs.
No, what is that?
That means no blacks, Muslims, no whites.
Oh, gosh.
No BMWs. They would really say this. And it's just a very, like, there's still a lot of, racism is, like, alive and well throughout the world.
Throughout the world, not just Louisiana.
There are much more racist places in the world than the United States.
Let's keep things moving in the right direction.
Keep
let's get this
the good fight.
Let's get this judge forcibly removed from office.
And that is why I have an affirmative action policy for my dating life. Just kidding.
Anyway, oh, I forgot to mention this, but Loving Day, our event next weekend, anyone is free to come, help support the cause. Loving Day is a nonprofit, and their website, I think, is lovingday.org. So check it out. And I think we're just about out of time. It's a very multifaceted day for us. Episode of Cheap Date. But thank you so much, Nick Ray, Catherine Bilby. And you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, brought to you by TechSurf. Thank you, Jack Inslee, our wonderful engineer. Call in next time, please.